Sorry for running off with the table tennis baton at the toy shop yesterday. I did. It was a joke.
Want to see the video? Chris Fade Show with a K. Chris, K-R-I-S. Is that how you spell it?
Did you almost forget?
It's not my fault you've got a girl's name.
You had to be like Fetty Wap there.
K-R-I-S.
Kristen is a girl's name.
My mum gave me a girl's name, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-A-N. And on holidays last week, I said to her, I didn't argue, but I just said to her, why did you give me a girl's name? It is not a girl's name. I go, Mum, it comes up as a girl's name in the book of names.
Yeah.
And she refuses to say that it was... we'll try to get her on tomorrow to talk about it.
We should get someone on now who's got a girl's name.
If you've got a girl's name.
Because I think if you've got a girl's name like you, you're very, outspoken and sometimes quite tough. And I think that's because you've got a girl's name that you've had to stick up for yourself.
It's possible.
Kristen. It's Kristen. And hi, Kristen. Yeah, hi, that's me. Miss Kristen Fahed. Yep, that's me. Yeah, I mean, all my letters go to Miss. And I said to Mum, why? Why give me the girl's name? She says, no, it's a beautiful French name. I'm like, Mum, it's a girl's name, Mum. You gave me a girl's name.
Come on, babe, hurry up.
At least it's a nice name.
Hurry up, babe.
Well, the funny thing is, they call me Christopher for the first week of my life. My name was Christopher. And all the relatives were coming over going, hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. And Mum said, stop calling him Chris. I want his name to be Christopher. Yeah. So everyone kept calling me Chris.
Okay.
So she's like, I'm changing it to Kristen. So they call me my whole name. Hence, years on, Chris Fade.
Well, that didn't work out for her.
It backfired.
Sorry, Gilda.
If you've got a girl's name, tell me if you've got a girl's name. 0-4-4-2-3-1-thousand. Let's form a group, men with girls' names.
Let's see who sounds the most masculine.
Because my name's Kristen.
Come on, Sue, call us.
0-4-4-2-3-1-thousand. Are you a man or a woman with like a male or female name? Get me?
Yeah.
I want to hear from you. We'll take some calls next. I've got a girl's name. Dad's messaging me saying it's not. It is Kristen. And I'm trying to find out if you're got a girl or boy's name, but you're not a girl or a boy. Does that make sense?
We know what you're talking about. It didn't make sense, but we know what you're trying to say.
Okay, so I don't know about this one. Sumit?
Hello.
Sumit?
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
So is Sumit a male name?
Sumit is supposed to be a male name. Actually, I found out much later in my life because I'm actually from Pakistan, and when I came to Dubai, I realized a lot of Indian guys are named Sumit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So did you find out, did you ask the parents why?
So actually, I don't know. I was named by my grandfather, so he probably liked the name.
Just liked it. I don't care if you're a boy or a girl. Your name's Sumit.
This is the name I like. Doesn't matter what comes out.
I like it. David, you've changed your name.
Yes, I did. My name was Serus.
Your name was what?
My former name was Seru. It's spelled as S-E-R-U.
Seru.
So I changed it to David because most people... call me Sarah because it's
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I get you. I like it. So how did you come up with the name David? Like, because you could now change your name to whatever you
Anything.
Wanted. Why did you like David?
I always liked the David, like King David from the Bible.
Yeah. Oh. So you're like, that's it. I am David from now on. Fair enough. Well, I'm not changing my name.
Come
Kristen,
on.
I'm fine.